This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, July 24th, brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins today announced the reorganization of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, refocusing its core operations to better align with its founding mission of supporting American farming, ranching, and forestry. Rollins said the effort will be transparent and utilize a common-sense process that preserves USDA's critical health and public safety services the American public relies on. Rollins said the reorganization would utilize four primary pillars, that ensuring the size of USDA's workforce aligning with available financial resources and agriculture priorities. It would bring USDA closer to its customers. It would eliminate management layers and bureaucracy and consolidate redundant support functions. Rollins said USDA has developed a phased plan to relocate much of its agency headquarters and NCR staff out of the Washington, D.C. area to five hub locations. The department currently has 4,600 employees within the nation's capital region. The hub locations include Raleigh, North Carolina, Kansas City, Missouri, Indianapolis, Indiana, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah. Rollins says this is only the first phase of a multi-month process. Over the next month, and where applicable, USDA senior leadership will notify offices with more information on relocation to one of the regional hubs. Immediately after the announcement, Senate Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman and the committee's top Democrat, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, calling for a hearing on USDA's reorganization. Klobuchar said it was completely unacceptable and would decimate research work at the USDA. U.S. Department of Agriculture plays a critical role in supporting America's farmers, ranchers, and rural communities, Bozeman said in a statement. The best way to serve our agriculture community is by working together. So it's disappointing USDA didn't share its plan in advance of this announcement. I will be thoroughly examining the details of the proposal and look forward to hearing more about the reorganization from Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar said, obviously, it's completely unacceptable. It's going to decimate research work at the USDA. She said, I ask for a hearing next week on this, and hopefully we'll have one. Klobuchar said she got only a brief advance notice of the announcement for something that's going to destroy the whole USDA, she said. Klobuchar said we were given a 15-minute embargo press release. They have literally come up with this half-baked proposal to divide the USDA into five parts with no consultation. Chairman Bozeman said he wants the hearing as soon as possible. There is more on this story at AgriPulse.com. The Environmental Protection Agency has proposed allowing the weed killer dicamba for genetically engineered soybeans and cotton, two crops that are grown extensively in the U.S. This week's recommendation comes after the first Trump administration made the same move, only to have courts block it in 2020 and 2024. It's the first year since 2016 that dicamba has not been allowed to be used on crops in the U.S. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.